Hello and welcome to the New Japan Grumble with all the action from the first week of the 24th Best of the Super Juniors tournament. I'm Dan of the Royal Grumble and I'll be taking you through all the action from the last 7 days in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Since the tournament began last Wednesday, we have had 6 shows, 28 matches, lots of stories and a legend who only has pride to fight for. It's been a great first week of the Best of the Super Juniors. If you listen to the preview show, thank you for doing so. You'll have heard me kind of predict a lot of the stuff. I was wrong on some things I was kind of right on in terms of matches. I was wrong about one match in particular, and we'll go into that later. Best place to start is last Wednesday on the 17th. It was the opening day of the Best of Super Juniors, and both blocks were in action. So what I'll do is on this, I'll go through the results of each show, and I'll stop to talk about some of the big stories within the tournament. On the first day, we saw Taka Michinoku defeat Yushin Thunder Liger. A B-block match, Volador Jr. defeated Tiger Mask. Back in the A-block, it was Ricochet defeating Tai Chi, who had like a really long entrance, like a longer than usual entrance. It normally feels long. It was even longer now. And also Ricochet refusing to acknowledge the woman who joins Tai Chi at ringside. ACH defeated Bushi in a pretty good match. El Desperado defeated Kushida, which was a big upset, really. Desperado, yeah, it was a big surprise, him defeating Kushida. Kushida's still on this little bit of a losing streak. We'll get into that story a little bit more later. Marty Skrull made his Best of the Super Juniors debut, his New Japan debut, and defeated Will Ospreay in his debut match. This match was really great. I hoped it would be great. I talked about it in the preview. Marty Skrull got a great reaction. The crowd seemed to really get behind him, know who he was. Ospreay was over anyway. This was a really, really great match. And if you haven't seen any of the stuff, like any of the matches I really stop and talk about, they're worth watching. Ryusuke Taguchi defeated Kanemaru. This was pretty good. Taguchi's got so much charisma, he drags Kanemaru up in terms of the charisma stakes. But Kanemaru's a great wrestler, so this worked out really well. And in the main event, another a bit of a shock, Dragon Lee defeated Hiromu Takahashi. This was Takahashi's first loss in New Japan since he returned back in November. He's the current champion. For those who are unaware about how the New Japan thing works with champions in tournaments, normally this means anyone who defeats Takahashi will get a title shot after the tournament, or they'll go against whoever the champion is. So we get to see Dragon Lee versus Takahashi. These two are longtime rivals, and this was another story in their rivalry. It wasn't as crazy as previous matches, but that's a good thing considering the big schedule they've got coming up. We've got another week or two of the Best of the Super Juniors. They've got a lot to get through. They don't want to be killing each other on the opening night. First night was really great indicator for the tournament. Just brilliant stuff all the way around here. Night two, however, brought up an even bigger story. So this was just an A-block night. We got some basic matches in the first half of the show. The second half of the show opened up with Tai Chi versus Taka Michinoku. This, I didn't expect much from. I thought it'd just be, you know, a basic match. This is two Suzuki Gun members facing off against each other. What they did was, it was about an 8 or 9 minute match. And they didn't, I think the only time they actually touched each other was low blows. So the match started with them both circling the ring very slowly, stopping, circling again, stopping. Eventually they were about to tie up, one rolls out of the ring, walks the entire length of the ring. They switch places, the other guy walks the length of the ring. And it was this over and over until eventually, I think Taka was getting in the ring and Tai Chi kicked the rope and then low blowed him again and pinned him. And then they were fine after the match. But this was actually quite good. I know it sounds terrible with how I'm talking about it, but this was actually pretty well done for two bad guys in a heel stable together getting to do their thing. Dragon Lee defeated Marty Skrull in the match after this. Another great showing for Marty Skrull. Dragon Lee is such a great talent as well. He's only like 21, 22. A lot gets said about the UK guys and how young they are and how big of a future they've got. Dragon Lee's definitely a guy to look at in that category as well. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Hiromu Takahashi defeated Jushin Thunder Liger. This, as a spoiler for later on, this is probably Liger's best match of the tournament. This is really, really great stuff. Takahashi came into the tournament and he made a scrapbook of all his opponents. And his thing about Jushin Liger was, he's too nice, so he's not tough enough for this tournament. And they really had a great match. And you could tell Takahashi has so much respect. Everyone in this tournament has so much respect for Jushin Thunder Liger and really wanted to show off what they could do with him. Liger is over 50 now. He's like 52, I think it is. And this was his last match in the Korakuen as a Best of the Super Junior tournament match. So it was a big moment for him. And Takahashi gets the win at the end of it.
Absolutely amazing show. In this match is definitely worth watching. This show is definitely worth watching because of what happened in the main event. The main event featured Will Ospreay and Ricochet. Now, we talked about this in the preview. These two had an absolutely amazing match that got the world talking last year. It led to so many great things for both competitors. Some terrible things as well. Will Ospreay had to wrestle Vader, hashtag like a fun. Listen to the Royal Grumble every Sunday to understand that reference foot more. So this match, it started off a little different where they actually like went through the motions. That's a terrible phrase of saying it. They decided to like, they did lockups and they worked their way into their usual opening of lots of acrobatics and then slowed down the pace and wrestled a long style professional wrestling match. And this match almost felt like it was an answer to everyone who criticized last year's match, saying it was just acrobatics. It didn't tell a story, all this stuff. It was just gymnastics. Here they told a great story about two guys who do want to outdo each other. That's their whole story. It's two very athletic people. Ricochet was the guy who said one of the best athletic wrestlers in the world, could do so much crazy stuff. And then Ospreay came along. And now you've got these two guys, like the two best high flyers in the world, and they're trying to outdo each other. But here they slowed the pace down a bit and had this really epic matchup that surpassed last year's match by far for me. Will Ospreay got the victory in the end. It's worth everything. Like, you need to go see this match. After the match, Ospreay just got on the microphone and he talked about how professional wrestling was an art form. Last year was his first Super Juniors and he won. He had a rocky start by losing to Marty Skrull, but he'll get better and better in this tournament and even challenge Randy Orton to a House of Horrors match. I don't think I want to see that, to be honest. It was bad enough seeing one House of Horrors match, but go see this match. It was absolutely amazing. Let's go on to the B block on the next night. Oh, this was on the 20th of May. The block opened with Canamaro defeating ACH. Not a bad match. Tiger Mask defeated Kushida, which that's another big upset. Like, Tiger Mask is kind of a legendary wrestler. He's been going for a long time. Kushida losing his opening two matches in the block was a big surprise to a lot of people. Everyone feels like this is Kushida's, like, Kushida should win this block, but New Japan like to tell a story of a guy losing his first few and then building his way back up and getting through to the final. That might be the story they're telling with Kushida. El Desperado defeated Bushi. This was a Suzuki-Gun versus Los Ingobernables match. It was very interesting because you got to see Desperado get the better of Bushi by ripping off his mask, which is like a big insult in Mexico, obviously. And it was kind of interesting to see like these two big bad guy groups going against each other. And you feel like this is planting the seeds for in the future to see Los Ingobernables and Suzuki Gun go at it, which to get to see Suzuki versus Naito, that would be very interesting. Suzuki scares the shit out of me. So it'd be great to watch, but I'd fear for Naito. In the final B block match that night, Taguchi got another victory, this time over Volador Jr. Again, a great match. Taguchi's doing really well in this tournament. Taguchi's kind of a comedy character outside of the tournament, but when it comes to like getting down to business within it, he's such a great wrestler, and you get to see it in matches like this, and Volador's such a spectacular talent too. This was a solid show. It's worth seeing little bits of, at least. On to the next night. So the next day, we had Will Ospreay defeating Taka Michinoku. This match was fine. These shows are in a smaller place than the first two shows. They're not in Tokyo or anything like that. So they're kind of more house showy, but you still get some great athleticism and everything. And they still think, well, this is going out in New Japan World. We've still got to put in the shift. And this match was perfectly great. Will Ospreay and Taka Michinoku. Taka's a pro. He knows what he's doing. Will Ospreay is one of the best talents going right now. A really great little match. Mike Skill defeated Jushin von der Liger. I mentioned in the preview, I got to see this match back at Global Wars last year for Revolution Pro, and that match was really great. This match didn't live up to that one, but it's not supposed to. Another good victory for Marty Skrull, and puts Jushin Liger still on 0 points, three matches into his block, which is a bad time considering what happens next. Tai Chi defeated Dragon Lee. Yeah, Tai Chi's still in the running. I hope this isn't the thing where it's going to be Tai Chi versus Kushida. I really don't. Tai Chi's actually doing pretty good in this tournament. His matches aren't as bad as I thought they'd be. Dragon Lee is a really great talent, so he's definitely dragging him up to his level here. yeah, I'm really down on Tai Chi. I shouldn't be. He's been fine this tournament. He's had some good, okay matches, some good matches. This match was pretty good. It's better than I'm letting on here. And then in the main event for the matches available on New Japan World, Ricochet defeated Hiromu Takahashi. So these two faced off just before the tournament in a title match where Takahashi defeated Ricochet. Here, Ricochet gets his win back and possibly another title shot in the future. And this was actually a really great match, especially considering, like I've mentioned earlier, these kind of house show things. They put on a really great contest here, and it was good to see Ricochet pick up the win. And it almost feels like Takahashi's invincibility has kind of been knocked down a little bit now. I hope they do something to rectify that as the tournament goes on, but who knows? It's telling great stories, and we've got contenders coming out of this tournament, which is an important thing. Now on to yesterday's show, which was another B-Block show. In the opener of the Best of the Super Juniors matches, Kanemaru defeated Volador Jr. It was. This is where we're getting into the Suzuki Gun tactics, where Takemichinoku distracted the referee. Kanemaru hit Volador with a bottle or something like that, and then hit a top rope DDT for the win. Yeah, we don't really need to be seeing this. Kanemaru is better than... He's a very solid wrestler, but with it being Suzuki Gun, especially the juniors in Suzuki Gun, we get a lot of stuff like this. Tiger Master faces ACH. So ACH is looking really good in this tournament. However, he's not really picking up the wins he needs, and Tiger Master defeating him is kind of a big thing. Also a nice little thing. ACH wrestled at the Tokyo Dome as Tiger Mask Dark, I think it was, and it's facing off against Tiger Mask W, who is Kota Ibushi. So this was a nice little thing where it's the original Tiger Mask versus ACH here. Yeah, so this was another victory for Tiger Mask, which is a surprise that he's doing so well in the tournament. El Desperado defeated Taguchi. This is Taguchi's first loss, I believe, of the tournament, and Desperado is just on fire right now. This match was okay, actually. It was pretty good. Desperado's kind of having a really great showing, which is going to help him in the future in New Japan. People are going to look at him like, if you listen to the preview, you know, I wasn't overly keen on him. He's changing my opinion slowly, as long as we don't have too much silly stuff going in with the stuff like we had in the Kanemaru match before. We didn't really get it here. We didn't get the interference, but we did get a lot of weapon stuff and Desperado using low blows, throwing chairs at him, sticking a pen into his iron arse, as was referred to on the Wrestling Observer by Brian Alvarez at one point. Taguchi made a comeback from there, and then he got the ankle lock in, but Desperado got the ropes, and then eventually he hit him with the angel's wings for the win. Desperado did to Taguchi. So Desperado's having a pretty good tournament. The main event was Kushida versus Bushi. Kushida finally picking up a big win in the tournament. These two had two matches at the end of last year that were really great. I really enjoyed them. I don't mind Bushi at all. Kushida's great. This was a really great back and forth matchup and really showed what both men can do, really. Kushida getting his big win as well, and this is the start of the comeback. So I'll just go through the B-Block standings now. So at the moment, I'll read from the bottom, Bushi is still on 0 points. Kushida, Volador Jr., ACH all have 2 points. Tiger Mask, Kanemaru, and Taguchi all have 4 points, and then El Desperado is leading the group on 6 points. So there's still 8 points to play for in the B-Block, so things can change. Like Bushi can technically still win it. I doubt it at this point, but you see where I'm going with this. This group's still open. El Desperado's got the lead right now, but I could see it changing, and we'll go through the matches that are coming up just in a little while. Finally, let's talk about the A-Block show from today on the 23rd. This was an important show on the tour because of a story I'll talk about in a minute. I'll talk about matches in the different order than they actually happened in. But we got Marty Skrull versus Takemichinoku. I was looking forward to seeing this match. It was pretty good. Marty Skrull putting in another great performance. Takemichinoku, old pro, could do it all. I'm going to skip this match because I want to talk about a story in a second. Hiromu Takahashi defeated Tai Chi. Thank fuck. I think that's my first swear word of these Best of the Super Junior shows. Takahashi got the win here over Tai Chi. I'm very happy about that. In the main event, Dragon Lee defeated Ricochet. Dragon Lee, again, he's having a really great tournament too. You feel like this is them really pushing for Dragon Lee, especially if he's going to get a title shot after this, after the Best of Super Juniors winners gets a title shot, and they want to continue the feud with him and Takahashi. I'm all for him getting these victories. The other match in this block was Will Ospreay defeating Jushin Thunder Liger. And this meant that Jushin Thunder Liger can now not win the Best of the Super Juniors, which is disappointing that they've gone this route in a way, but I completely understand it in another. So this match was great. I got to see this match as well at Global Wars last year. It was a little different though. It was Will Ospreay as Dark Liger. This was Jushin Liger really, he seems like he's going through the thing of this tour, like, I'm going to make every young guy look great. He's having really great matches. And Ospreay is a guy who's going to be figured into the end of the tournament. I don't know if he'll actually get to the final, but he's a guy who's going to be a big part of it. Jushin Thunder Liger, it would have been great to see him either be active on the last day or be a part of the final, just because it's Liger. He's probably the most famous junior in New Japan history, in my eyes anyway. He's the guy. And it would have been nice to tell that story, but I fully understand that they're not telling that story and using him instead to help put over the younger talent. It's just a shame to see the story end like this with no wins at the moment. I hope he's going to go on a bit of a streak just to end it off and maybe have a say in who goes to the final. That'd be really great to see. But either way, he's a legend. This won't really hurt his legacy in the slightest. So, after those shows, after the first week, the A block standing, you got Liger on 0 points, as we mentioned. He's now unable to win the tournament because he could get the 6 points to match up the two guys who are on 6 points, but he's got losses to both of them. How it works, if people are on even points, it goes on the head-to-head record. So right now, Jushin Thunder Liger cannot win the tournament, which is a big shame. Taka Michinoku is on 2 points. Taichi, Ricochet, Takahashi, and Dragon Lee are all on 4 points. And at the top, it's our two Brit boys, Marty Scurll and Will Ospreay on 6 points. Marty Scurll on top because he has the victory over Will Ospreay. I'll be back shortly to preview the next week of Best of Super Juniors. We've got 5 pretty big shows coming up over the next week. I'll be back next Tuesday. Just to let you know as well, apologies that we didn't put a show up on Saturday. I was going to just preview the first 3 days, but I couldn't make it on Saturday to do it. So instead, we're going to do weekly shows leading up to the final. I'll put a show out before the final and one just covering the final. Let's get into the matches for the next few days. On Thursday, we have 4 matches in the B block, starting off with Tiger Mask versus Yoshinobu Kanemaru. I'm sure that'll be fine. Volador Jr. versus El Desperado. I wonder if this is the point where Desperado starts to drop off a little bit and Volador can pick up a few wins as well. Volador's been a fixture of these tournaments for years. I could see him kind of be featuring towards the end. He's been having a good show in this tournament. Reisuke Taguchi versus Bushi. This match will be great, actually. I'm enjoying Bushi through this tournament, and Taguchi's always fun to watch. And then the main event of this is Kushida versus ACH. This match will be great. Like, this will be one to watch in the B block for sure. The next day, on the 26th, we've got more A block action. Taichi versus Marty Scurll. This will be interesting because this will probably be the most interesting Tai Chi match, because you've got him, who's a villainous character, versus Marty Scurll. And you've got the lady who accompanies Tai Chi get involved as well. This should be actually quite fun. I'll not be as down on Tai Chi, hopefully, next week. Jushin Thunder Liger versus Ricochet. Again, Liger, I hope he picks up a few wins. I don't see it being against Ricochet, though, sadly enough. Ricochet kind of needs a win here. Taka Michinoku versus Takahashi. This will be great. And then Dragon Lee versus Will Ospreay. These two had a ridiculous match in Ring of Honor. They were part of a three-way and then had a singles match. This could be one to really watch out for. Even though the matches haven't been as crazy as you'd expect from them normally, you get the feeling that these two will want to go all out, especially when they've been given kind of the headline spot of the A-block this night. On to the 27th on Saturday, we have more B-block action. ACH versus El Desperado. This is part where ACH could probably pick up wins and Desperado starts to back off a little bit. Volador Jr. versus Bushi would be quite fun. Tiger Mask versus Taguchi. I can see a Taguchi win here. And Kushida versus Kanemaru in the main event, the Super J Cup final from last year. This is the rematch here. This will be great technical wrestling, but I'm hoping there's not too much Suzuki on interference in this. On to the A block on the 28th. We've got Ricochet versus Taka Michinoku, Jushin Thunder Liger versus Dragon Lee, Will Ospreay versus Taichi, and in the main event, Marty Scurll versus Hiromu Takahashi. I got to see this match just a month ago. It was absolutely phenomenal. This should be the same. And the final match that we'll be covering on next Tuesday's show, on the 29th of May, It'll be more B-block action as we get Tiger Mask versus El Desperado, Bushi versus Kanemaru in more Losingo Bernabas versus Suzuki Gun, Volador Jr. versus ACH, that'll be really fun, and Taguchi versus Kushida. Expect to see Taguchi really show that other side of him in this match. Maybe start off with more fun, but then really get into his better technical wrestling and show what he can do here. But I think Kushida will be on the comeback trail by this point, and that'll be a Kushida win as well. So that's it for our Best of Super Juniors review of week one of the tournament. If you're watching along, I hope you're enjoying it. If not, go to New Japan World, njpwworld.com. You can sign up there. They've got a new layout there now, so you can sign up really easily. It's 999 yen a month, which works out about £7. And it's well worth it for the quality of action you get. You're getting so many shows over the space of this month. You've got the G1 coming up, which is worth getting as well, where the action's even crazier. It's heavyweights wrestling every night for a month, pretty much, and having outstanding matches every night. It's well worth your money. And then also, you can follow all the action here on the Royal Grumble. We have a show coming out every Tuesday. It'll be these Japan shows for now, covering the Best of Super Juniors tournament. And then every Sunday, you get our normal show. This Sunday, we will be looking at the UK tournament, the UK Championship special, I should say, that happened last Friday on the WB Network. We'll be looking at NXT TakeOver and that WB Championship match, if you've seen it, you know what I mean. If not, go to the network, watch that match. It was absolutely phenomenal. And then we'll be looking at WWE Backlash too. Yay. If you've watched Backlash, you can probably guess how that one's going to go too. It'll be a fun show. So tune in on Sunday. If you subscribe now, you'll get that downloaded first thing Sunday morning. So whatever you're doing Sunday, whether you're, you know, doing a bit of gardening, going out, doing a bit of shopping, or just relaxing, really, you can listen to the show and listen to our thoughts on those three shows and anything else that's gone on in the week. There's always news to talk about. Go like us on Facebook. We're on facebook.com/Royal Grumble. We're on Twitter at Royal Grumble Pod. Send us a tweet. Let us know if you're enjoying our shows, if you're not enjoying our shows, all that stuff. Tell us what match you're enjoying in the Best of Super Juniors most. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the places you can get your podcasts from. Or not, if you're getting us on iTunes, feel free to leave us a review. Give us a little rate. You can't do 4¾, so you might as well give us the full 5. And also visit us at royalgrumble.weebly.com, where you can get all of this. We put everything up on that website for easy access. I'm Dan. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll catch you again on Sunday.